come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long. You know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were all in the green lilac park. You held on to me like I was a crucifix. As we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne. I'm your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne, time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside,
Was Mark Mulcahy with I Have Patience. I love Mark Mulcahy. You guys should check him out sometimes if you can. There's like, he's got a bunch of CDs. He's just really good. There's a lot of good songs there. Okay, So welcome to a new episode of Supernatural Radio, and I am thrilled that you guys are joining me tonight because we have two of the very best psychic mediums there are out there. So I am so excited to bring on Jen Young and Vicki Johns, and we're going to have a little discussion. Now, most of you know that if you're called in, you have to press 1 to let me know that you want to come on and get a mini reading. What else did I want to say? And also, if you get into chat, I am going to give away some items tonight, a couple crystals and a couple books. So, but you can only win if you're in chat because you have to answer the question in chat. So get into chat if you're not in chat, please. And we'll go from there. Okay, so I'm going to bring on Vicki. Miss Vicki, and
hey, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm great.
Good, good. And Miss Jen, hi Jen.
Hi there. How?
It's nice to hear you guys.
It's good to hear you.
Thank you. So what's going on, chickies? I know, like, you guys had some interesting days today, but what would you like to say about today's event?
Yuck.
Yeah, okay. It was a pretty good day. And then I found out that a really good friend of ours made her final journey. And Nancy, Nancy died in January. And, you know, you sort of look for people on Facebook and you think, oh, they've been quiet for a few months and maybe they're taking a break. You know, you wonder, right? And
right.
We'd gone to, hockey tournaments and perhaps lacrosse tournaments together. And I cast my mind back, thinking, what did we all do? But I knew that we had so much fun, and the kids had so much fun, and their son had said to, it was lacrosse, actually. It was lacrosse at one of the lacrosse games. Our youngest, who's getting married in 2 weeks, had said, Mr. Young, Sully is mooning the crowd. And Ron turns around, and there's our youngest. And I guess you guys know what mooning is. And our youngest was mooning the entire crowd at this lacrosse game. And we laughed so hard because Sully was 3, and Matt and Keegan were 9 going on 10. And it was good family, good friend. And I'm heartbroken because we're not meant to say goodbye sometimes. And one of those individuals that are absolutely gone too soon. And Nancy, I know you're hovering around way up there wherever we go. I love you. And thank you for the good times. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. I bet she was wonderful. I bet, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know what to say anymore because it's you guys, it's like so many people are dying, it feels like. I don't know if it's because I'm getting
right?
older. Yeah, doesn't it feel like so many people are checking out?
It does, and I think, too, that Nancy was, I think it said 57, and I'm thinking that's too young. That's, you know, you're gone too soon, Nance, you know, perpetual smile, you know, right? You just think, wow, you know. And, yeah, it's like your sister, Shirley, Vicky's niece, Brooke. And you just think, yeah, that's, darn it, I know life's meant to be lived and we're here for however long we're meant to be. And we know all that. but it doesn't take the heartache away, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We know that they're, you guys, we know that they're absolutely fine and good, better than they were here, but it's still that physical connection that is so difficult to let go of, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true. How are you, Vicki? You are not doing so great. You had your...
I had a shot and I had a reaction to it. I've never had a reaction to anything, any medication, and this is supposed to be a preventative shot. And I woke up this morning and thought I had died. I was like laying there in bed and I thought, I can't move, I can't get up, my throat's scratchy. So it was just, I doubt that it was from the shot, but maybe it's coincidental. But I just gave into it and mostly slept today, so I feel better. But I'm a little bit, you can tell that it's almost like I've got a little bit of a cold, but not quite. But I refuse to have it, so it's going to go away before morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to do this. I don't have time for this. Yeah. You know, and it was one of those days where I rolled over and, yeah, I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that. I rolled over and canceled a reading that I had booked because the lady was coming to my house. I thought, geez, I don't want to give her something. And then I took a reading online because somebody called. You know how it is. You're sitting there and somebody calls and you think, oh, okay, I'll do it now. So I did the reading, and then I thought, well, I should have gone on and done the lady earlier, but I scheduled her for Monday, and I'll be well by then. But it was one of those days I just did not want to do anything, but it was a good day. And my daughter fed me a little Chinese food tonight, so all is well with the world.
Well, right. And how are you, Corey?
I'm okay. I've been a bit busy. I guess I'm always busy, but yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good. I was saying to someone recently, I need some inspiration, you guys, I think. And, you know, obviously we all get inspired in different ways. How do you guys get inspired? Let me ask you that.
Inspired for what?
for the excitement of living, I guess, you know?
Oh.
I've been reading and studying a lot about this subject. Go ahead, Jen.
I don't know. It depends, right? Like right now I'm feeling really disconnected about a lot of stuff. I've been, my son's getting married in 2 weeks after putting the wedding off since, I don't know when, 2020, I guess. So 3 years. Mm-hmm. Since COVID started, and I don't think anyone really thought it was going to happen this year. I certainly, you know, you hope it's going to go through. You hope that things are going to turn around, and they have. So it's actually happening. Getting inspired, I don't know. I feel that right now, and maybe you guys are feeling that too, maybe that's what you're talking about, Corinne, there's a big disconnect. And how do you pull that back? And what you say being inspired, the individuals I've talked to, all of them are feeling the same way. So what is it? Is it the end of the pandemic that we're all feeling because we've all been, or most of us, have been keeping to ourselves, and we've been made to cloister. I don't even care for that word, but that's what it is. You know, hold back, stay in, do whatever, right? And so how do we find ourselves again? How do we find that inspiration? And that's the tough one. How do we get inspired to get out and do things and start moving and living again? And that's the hard part, especially when there has been immediate deaths. around us. I think that's the hard part. Because we can't, or we couldn't go and grieve like we normally would have, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the hard part, going to cleave together. And I don't even know where I get the word cleave. It's not one I'd normally use. But it's cleaving together, right? You get together and you. So inspiration tonight, when I learned about Nancy, Ron said to me, let's go for a walk. He knows that's my go-to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we went for a walk. We took our clippers, our little, and we clipped our way through the blackberry bushes that are blooming, and it was very therapeutic, actually, to see new growth everywhere, and take some of those thorny bits off. And that's what I thought about when I was cutting the thorny bits off. I thought of Shirley. I thought of Vicky, because Vicky had said, gee, I'm not feeling well today. And I thought, oh, there's a lot of prickly stuff out there. And I said, Ron, I think I need to use those clippers. And I just started hacking at stuff. And it felt really good. You know?
We have to do that, don't we? Yeah. For me, I've been working a lot on meditation and drawing like a universal awareness around me. So many of the readings I've done lately, people are depressed. They're like, their reality has been altered because of the pandemic. And they're going through depression. They're going through just a desperate time for change and a transformation, but they don't know what to do. And so I called it, and I was thinking about this today, we've fallen as a whole into a victim mentality, a victim mode. We're all victims of this pandemic. We're all victims of things going on in society, whether it's high gas prices or it's the market is running out of different things that we want to get when we go there, or whatever it is economically or otherwise. Everybody is sort of feeling a desperation. But it's a state. I know that it's physically happening out there, but what we need to do is we all need to pull back and refocus and bring forth energies and consciousness to support us altering and shifting our reality. If we want to change out of that perspective, then what we need to do is to change and alter and transform our reality by making different choices, by thinking positive thoughts, and by planning out steps to improve our situation. It comes about by spreading love and your perspective on what's going on and sharing with people. It comes about by helping people, supporting people, and it brings about a blissful kind of peaceful nature to you when you do that. It's so positive, and it empowers you, but it disempowers that victim mode that you've fallen into. And that's kind of what I've been working on personally, because I had gotten into it. I got sick again, and in my struggle to get well again, I have an autoimmune disease, I fell into a victim mentality where everything was against me. The world is working against me. Oh, gosh, and now today I had a flat tire. Well, that's against me. You know, but what I failed to see is I have this giant safety net around me. Good old AAA came to the rescue. You know, and things like that. Instead of thinking about what we're losing and what is happening to us, think about the things around us that protect us and lift us up. Think about those realities around us that are picking us up and comforting us, and be with friends and continue to have your gatherings. Do it safely, but have your gatherings. The pandemic is altering, and it's coming back with a wild vengeance, but it's changing, and it's like mutating. So we have to mutate in order to not fall into that victim mode again. we have to be proactive, and we have to just say, nope, not today, and just try to follow common sense, safety precautions, but also lift each other up and not be isolated. You know, it takes very little to dial a phone or send a text or log onto your computer and send a message on Messenger, or just to speak to somebody, have a Zoom call with your friends. Everybody get a glass of wine and meet. If you can't meet in person, still meet. Find another way. And look at the alternatives that you have before you. And if everybody's healthy, then meet. Do it in person. You don't have to get right in each other's face and hug, but you can be around people. It felt so good. Remember the first time after this when things sort of relaxed and we got to be with people again? I remember that first hug from a friend, and I was like, oh, I miss this. I miss this because I'm very social and I like to have gatherings of people. And it had been so long. It had been so long. But we still need to do that, but safely. And my situation is so different, but I'm not going to let it put me in a victim mode. I can't go around people all the time. It doesn't matter if we have a pandemic or not. I can't be in a crowd of people anymore because I catch everything. So I'm changing that, and I'm turning it around and saying, okay, I'm vaccinated for this, 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 and this. Likely, I'm not going to catch it. I eat healthy. I exercise. Now I'm going to put my body and myself into a position where it's at its healthiest. And at that peak, I won't get sick. I won't. And spirit will protect me. And I will be in a place of engaging people and having fun and not missing out on everything. But then my doctor comes in and says, oh, you can't go in. You still have to be careful. Well, so I'll be careful. But I'm not going to be invisible, and I'm not going to be isolated anymore. So we just have to change our perspective, how we see our reality and how we react to it. That's kind of how I've been working at renewing myself and recharging and regenerating.
Right. I agree with those sentiments, Vicki. I think that I don't, you know, I'm not, I don't, I mean, this isn't the time or place to talk about it, but, I don't know.
At least go there.
We can talk about it some other time. It's not a big deal. But anyway, yeah, so I know everybody, you know, it just feels like everyone's like, oh, the energies out there are whacked out. I feel like I'm, you know, freaking out and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the energies, I mean, when people say that, I kind of shrink away a little bit because I'm like, the energies are always all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's like you can't blame it on the energies. You can blame it on yourself, really. It's what you're going through, not what's happening in the universe. You know what I mean? But anyways, whatever.
But that's true.
Whatever.
You know, for us, when I look out, the world is always screwed up. And I'm thinking, whoa, I need to go back in and go back to bed, you know. Because you go out all charged up and everything, and then you look around and you think, holy batballs, what are we doing? You know, what's going on here? But it's just our perspective, you know. And if you think of it like that, it's not really a big deal. We just create all this suffering and pain, and we create these challenges. And, you know, my mother used to say 99% of all your stress is in your head. You know, all your worries, everything you fear is in your mind. You create it.
Well, it's true. It is true.
It's true.
I mean, do you know that the thought, just to, you know, I won't get really into this, but the idea of hell, let's take hell, for instance, right? One of my favorite subjects. So the mass consciousness of the world has created a hell.
Yes.
Okay. So, if the mass consciousness can create a hell, we could have beautiful peace on earth with mass consciousness. But people are so fearful. And, I mean, they just, like, they just, oh, my God, they just can't stop being afraid, you know? And so, anyways, it's just so interesting and weird. But, anyways, Vicki, did you ever read the book Mahatma 1 and 2?
Should I?
Okay. No, I think you should. I mean, I'm reading it right now. Renee told me to read it for part of my mentoring thing, but it's very interesting so far. I just started it, but it's very interesting. But Jen, you might want to check it out too. It's just all about, you know, how we've learned to have these old beliefs, like our past, like we as human beings think that our past informs our future, and we feel this like guilt and doubt about everything that has happened in the past, a male dominated world that has put all these things on us, but it's really not true. I mean, this whole, you know, awakening thing, this book was written in the, I think, 1992 or something, but even back then he's talking about how this awakening thing is, you know, is going to happen whether you want it to or not, and blah, 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 all this stuff.
The body of ascension. Okay, yeah. I'm going to order it tonight on Kindle.
Yeah. You could get it for just a few dollars on Amazon, a used copy. That's what I did, you know, but it's very interesting. So anyways, okay, so we have so many callers. Okay, so let me just say this. So with the callers, we'll get to all of you most likely. Jen and Vicki have been on a number of times. I really want to take the callers who haven't called in to speak to them first. So I'm gonna try to do that as best as I can.
If they can have a question ready, because obviously you're not gonna get a full reading tonight.
No, you're gonna get a mini reading.
Yes.
So have a question ready, and don't ask a question and then ask another question and another one. Find out what's the most important question to you and ask that question, please, when we pick you up. Okay, and is there anything else that the callers need to know?
Just that we need to hear their voice. I do.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear their voice. Where they from, something like that.
Where they're from, just so we can pick up the energy from them.
Right. Okay, so... You guys, when we pick you up, say what your name is and where you're calling from. That would be great.
And speak clearly, please. Yeah.
Clearly and loudly.
Yeah, but don't scream.
Right. Yeah. We don't want any screamers. Okay.
We'll come back to that after the show, Jen.
Yeah, really.
That'll be Corrine. We'll be addressing Corrine's subject later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm gonna play a song, and we will come back and start taking calls. And the first caller we're going to take is 917-912. Okay, so I'm going to play another Leonard Cohen song because Jen's here and I know she likes Leonard Cohen. So I'm going to play Leonard Cohen and we will be back in just a few minutes. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
You're welcome, Corrine. We love being here.
We do. Thank you.
lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel your moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
And that was the great
Leonard Cohen. Are you there, Corrine?
You finished it for her.
I think we lost Corrine.
I muted myself. Sorry.
And we're back.
What the hell? Thanks for saying, are you there? Okay. So you can find Jen Young at www.jenyoung.ca. And you can find Vicki Johns on Facebook. Look up Vicki Johns. I think that the link is in the description of the show if you want to contact them afterwards. Okay, so we're beginning with 917-912. And who do we have? Hello?
Hi.
I guess they're not there. Wow.
We're batting 1,000 tonight.
Yeah, so far. All right, we'll let them be. They had their hand raised. Maybe they fell asleep. Who knows? Okay, let me see. Okay, so we have 520234.
Hi, Karen. Hi, everybody. Vicki.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. This is
okay,
Lisa.
Lisa, do you have a question?
From Arizona. Yes. Talking about passing, people passing. I was involved with someone for 22 years, and we were kind of dabbling. I had left him, and then we were kind of dabbling on the idea of reconciling. And we're involved in a lot of stuff, and he passed anyway unexpectedly. And I wonder, do you see anything coming to me? Money, you know, anything.
Okay, wait. You've got two things going on. You've got the gentleman that you said passed away, and then you've got, do you, I see money coming to you?
Did you want money from him? Are you looking for...
Right. We were involved in a lot of stuff together, a lot of business stuff. And,
okay.
And we were planning on reconciling. We were making motions to do that.
And so there's been business dealings, and you're wondering if there's anything in the will that's coming to you from him.
Right. Like,
or his estate.
Yeah, you know, yeah, right. When sometimes when people pass, they'll leave things to other people, you know, and after they die.
Yeah, no, I understand that totally.
Okay. I don't know where to go with this.
I'm seeing legal documents. I'm not seeing specifics of it, though, to be very honest. I see last will and testament. I see very busy documents. Whether there's something left specifically to you, I don't know. How close were you? Does the name Robert mean anything to you?
That's his name.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So Robert is very, okay. So I've got Robert. Let's just figure this out. Robert, I don't know if he got around to finalizing what he was going to do. His intention was to correct, how do I phrase this, to correct what was not right, to correct things. I don't know if that was put in place or not. And... that was Robert's intention. Whether that happens, I don't know how you can see that. From the other side, what he's saying is that he will do everything in his power to make that happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And like you all were talking, you know, it's just the power of positivity, you know, my end, you know, and believe in it. He passed unexpectedly. You know, I guess a lot of people do. And I was there and during his passing. So I didn't expect him to pass. He didn't expect to pass.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
How long
I really
has he been gone?
A few.
How long?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because it just, when I count up the week, I'm thinking it was in May, the middle of, oh, wait a minute, May, the beginning of May, the first week in May. So it's gone
it's
really
just a
fast.
Couple of months?
Yeah, it feels like, you know, just 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who's taking care of his estate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm meeting with a lawyer in a few weeks. I make phone calls. I try to feel my way through this. This is out of my realm of experience, so I don't know what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
No, what I feel is huge pressure, big migraine headache kind of thing for you. Like, this is a huge headache. Uncharted territory, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And you're feeling your way through. What are you getting, Vicki? Or Corrine, for that?
I'm feeling like he's around her, but there were some loose family contacts that he's been around as well. But he's with her, but I'm not picking up anything about money. I'm sorry. I'm just not. It could be there. I just might be missing it. But mainly he's coming through tonight just to let you know he's around you. And he says, when you're sitting there and missing him, stop feeling like if you could have done something differently, because it was his time. He said he was going to go at that time. And, of course, he had no way of remembering that or knowing it. And so it did take you sort of by surprise. But he's around you, and he just kind of wants you to know he's with you. He hasn't left you. And you have felt his presence, especially in the evening when everything gets quiet. And he says, if you just close your eyes, you can feel his presence around you. Sometimes I tell people to stop and just hold place, just sit there and just listen and feel and open up to it. And you can feel your loved ones come around you. And he's kind of more interested in communicating with you to let you know he's with you. He has played with light bulbs, like caused light bulbs to blow, or electricity, something in your house, like turning on and off, or you turn it off, he turns it on. So if you have that happen, that's him just letting you know he's with you. You shouldn't be afraid of that. The other thing he wants to tell you is that he loves you, and he's sorry he left without any word. I mean, it's just basically, it was as much a surprise to him. He says, if you were shocked, imagine how I felt, because he kept trying to come back. He kept trying to come back twice and couldn't, and realized it was futile, that he was meant to go on. And he said, the other side is beautiful, but he's sorry that he couldn't stay with you. You do have a lot more living left. You have another relationship in your future that he's going to guide to you. He's going to be helping you from the background, you know, in the background, helping you find everything. But he said if you have any problems or questions about things, if you will ask them at night when you're going to bed, you'll dream about them, or he'll give you the answers while you sleep. And I've known spirit to do this with other people as well. You might keep a pad and pen by your bed, so if you wake up after dreaming something, you jot it down, because I'm horrible about forgetting things. But that's basically the messages that I pick up from you, just that he's sorry he left everything sort of out there. But I'm not picking up anything on money. Again, not to say there's not money, it's just that I'm not seeing it.
Mm.
Oh, here. Okay, here's something. He says, warn her about a contract. Does that make sense? About something somebody is going to tell you that something belongs to them. And read the contract, he says. It's not theirs. So watch for that, too, to be coming down the pike if it hasn't already. That might be the document that Jen saw.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, sometimes.
Well, everybody is sometimes, right?
I'm nice all the time.
All girls are pretty good, pretty awful.
Well, listen, yeah. Thank you both for this. And
I'm sorry I couldn't give you more on the money. Yeah.
No, it's whatever comes through. That's fine. Yeah. I'd rather have the truth than anything else. Well, listen, I'm going to scoot on by because I don't want to take up too much of your time here. I know you've got a lot of people waiting.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, take it easy.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
I like her. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have 310-740. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm down. I that's why I'm calling in. I've been without work for a few weeks now. I haven't been able to find any steady work, and eating away my savings and just having a difficult time paying bills and rent and everything. So one, my question is, I'm just wondering if there's a job coming for me like yesterday that will help me and I'll be able to sustain it.
Okay, and what's your name?
Vince.
Vince, okay.
From New York. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Today I went for a job interview at Frito-Lay's, and then on Monday I have a job interview with a bearing company, and Tuesday I have a job interview with a chemical company.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Me?
No, I can if you want me to.
It's up to you, Vicki. You can go first this time if you like.
Okay. There's a lady, and she has pom-poms like a cheerleader standing behind you, and she says, yes, 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 you will get a job. Just keep applying, but I feel like one of the ones you've applied for is going to be a good job for you. And it's a job that will work into really great benefits and more pay. It's not just a job that you take just to get by. You're going to really like it. You're going to enjoy the people you work with. And so one of the things we were talking about early on in the show is our attitude about things. And she's coming here as a cheerleader. This is somebody, a relative, that has passed over. She's showing herself to be in her 30s, but she's dressed as a cheerleader. She said, tell him to cheer up. Things are about to get really exciting for you. It's going to be a really good year for you, Vince.
Okay.
Really
yeah,
good. I mean, better
yeah,
than you think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because one company that I've been trying to get in my foot in the door for a long time is this company called Ball Corporation in Saratoga. And I've already had two interviews with them and they turned me down, and I just reapplied for another position. But this time what I did was I sent them, this morning I sent them an updated resume and a letter and everything, and I'm just wondering if they're going to consider me this time and give me a chance.
I think you've got a good chance now, the tenacity of it. And I heard your voice pick up, the energy rags when you started talking about it. Did you notice that? It's like you're excited about this job and working for this company, and you need to relay that in your interview.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
Well,
this time, that's what I did in the letter. I told them, I emphasized how much I really want to work for this company. And I stated in the letter at the end that I talked to the recruiter, and she's going to highly recommend me to them. And I said, all I ask is for a chance, at least just to give me a one-month trial and see how it works out, because I have the experience. So I want to, I'm just going to wait and see if they respond, and because that's the one that I really want.
Don't ask for a one-month trial. Ask for a job forever. I mean, you're excited about it. Don't put yourself down like that's an automatic. I used to interview people for the state, and one of the things I would notice is how people ask for things, and I would ask them, why do you want to work here? And they would start going on and on about money. But you have, like, an actual passion that comes alive. Your energy goes up when you talk about it. And it's a really good thing. And just tell her, I really want to be a good employee for you. I'm excited about this company. And don't give them any, well, I could work for a month and you could see. No, you're good enough to be there all the time. You're a very valuable asset.
You are.
Okay.
So let them know that. And get references and put your references in with your application.
I already have.
You already have great.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that.
Yeah, you know, it's. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, it's funny that you said that you used to do the HR thing, because I was listening to Howard Stern, and just to see what hit the people that worked for him behind the scenes, just to see that where they were at, he hired an HR expert to pretend like they were interviewing for a job. And one guy was asked, if one of your coworkers had anything bad to say about you, what would be the worst thing? And this guy went off on, like, well, I'm this. And right away, he would not have gotten a job. And Howard Stern said it best. He said, when somebody asks you a question like that, the best answer you can give them is that people will say that I'm a workaholic and that's my problem, that I love to work and I get the job done. And that was such a great answer. So I started thinking about other things that I could implement in my interview and letters and whatnot. So I'm trying to keep it on a positive level, like, you know, that's the thing. So.
No, good for you. No, I feel that, pardon me, I feel the same way Vicki does, or I'm getting the same information Vicki does, is that you are going to be getting a job relatively quickly, that one of these interviews is going to be productive for you. I know the last few weeks have been hard.
Yeah.
Having said that, it only sweetens the pot, because we land where we're supposed to land.
Yeah.
And I think most of us have been there. You think, oh, why am I going through this? Because the position you're going to land in is the one that's meant for you. It's waiting for you. And they're just, they, meaning that the universe or whoever, is trying to line things up and get you in there. And that's what you hold on to when you're feeling really down and desperate. Remember, that's what you're holding on to. Even if you have to take, you know, a short-term job for whatever, keep applying till you get the one you really want, because that's what's being lined up for you. Keep that positive energy going.
Yep. Okay.
I once hired a guy that had applied for the state 8 times, 8 different positions, and he came around to me the second or third time, and I was like, you know what, I've got to hire him because his tenacity. He was the best employee right. we had.
Right. And see, and that's where I'm at, because the one of the last jobs I had it for 3 years. I worked at Pepsi in the plant, and I was working 7 days a week. I was working double shifts. They relied heavily on me, and I had a lot of responsibility weighing in on my shoulder, because they had to call me in on holidays just to start getting all the lines ready for production the next day, and I was the only one that knew how to do it properly. And they knew
just
that they always could count on me. Yeah. So
just remember
then,
something, Vince.
Yeah.
You are a very valuable employee. You've got the years of experience. You've got the skills and the knowledge. Don't go in like, I haven't worked in months or weeks or whatever it's been.
No, that's,
and I desperately need a job. Do not be desperate. Desperate really doesn't play well.
Actually, what I was saying
is
somebody asked me.
Vince, you're going to have work soon.
Okay.
You're going to have work very soon. I'm so glad you called in, and I hope it helped.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I wanted to ask him if he knew a Joey, but I didn't say anything. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
You can ask.
Nine,
it's your show.
I know. Okay. 954-921.
Hi, ladies. Good evening. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm a first time caller. Nice to
hey, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Sorry for your loss to the lady who lost her friend, and the other lady feels better soon. And my question is, being in South Florida, it's extremely hot. Of course, I know many places are. And I have an older vehicle, which is how that belonged to my deceased parents. So I've kept it around quite a while, and I'm not in a position to get another one right now. And believe it or not, I've had it to three mechanics to fix my air conditioning. And there's been a screw-up somehow, because I'm now going to a fourth mechanic, and I just wonder if they're going to find out this problem. I have a feeling it's maybe not as big as they're making it or something, and I'm losing money along the way. How do you feel about this? Do you think that I'm going to get some resolution here?
Why are you paying somebody to fix something and they don't fix it?
Oh, I get the vehicle questions.
I don't know if that's in your realm or if anything unusual, but
it's not unusual. It's you know, is it gonna run if I drive it? What I'm getting is a lot of hot air. And you've been, they're blowing a lot of hot air at you in more ways than one.
Three of them.
And your name's Mary, right?
Yes.
And you're in Florida?
Yes.
Who is the George or the Georgia in your life?
I have no one I know of. Well, I have a friend that was kind of like a brother who moved out of state. That's the only one I can think of offhand.
Okay, so I've got you. Okay. I don't see your vehicle getting cold air anytime soon, but I do see the air conditioning being fixed. And how old is the vehicle? Geez.
It's a 62 Mercury Sables. And,
oh, my gosh, it's a classic.
It's got a good engine, and it runs good. The only
roll down the window, darling.
The AC, Didn't the AC run on Freon, the old Freon?
I wrote down Freon. What do they run on now?
Well, it is Freon.
Now
but
it's different.
That's long beyond an issue. I mean, it's got all it should have, including a new compressor to start with. And it seems to me that if they're good mechanics and have been in business for a long time, which they have, at least two of them have, I would think that something would, you know, get straightened out.
I remember cars in the 60s had those little ACs that sat between the seats in the front. Is it like that? You almost could get a new one and put in there.
Like that.
Don't you remember, Jen, when we were little kids and they had that, the very first cars that had air conditioning? I'd always want to sit in the front seat so I could put my bare feet on it because it'd get cold.
Well, I can't remember. I'm trying to think of the
Texas
first car.
Texas was hot.
Well, we didn't. I'm in Canada. Mm. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, you're
somebody
talking about Florida heat and we're getting rain.
Problem. I don't know if you pick up anything electrical or if there's a major
job. I think worn out. Just worn out. Have they told you that?
Are you talking about the air specifically, that it's worn out? Well, the compressor
Have the mechanics told you that?
No, the compressor was replaced, and that's the biggest functioning part of it. It's just something that isn't...
I can tell you, I see dead people, and I know zero about ACs, so... I don't know what to tell you. I said, I see dead people. I see dead people, but I don't know anything about air conditioning, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to be much help to you. Sorry.
It's not a subject that you could pick up on, I guess, is what you're saying.
I'm picking up the AC is dead, but if their spirit's laughing at me, don't keep paying people unless they can fix it. Tell them, I'll be glad to pay you if you fix it, but if you don't have any results, you don't get paid.
Well, that's
right.
You build a house and the house falls down, you're not going to build the bugger or pay the buggers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with the car.
They have a different thing. They go by the diagnostic and the label rather than the result, unfortunately.
Oh, hey, I've my daughter's car, she bought it in December or at the end of November. She's maybe driven it 2 months. It's been in the mechanics since then, and it's still being worked on. I'm ready to take it outside.
It should be covered.
Yeah,
it should be covered.
It should be covered as a lemon. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do you foresee another car in my future or a way or money coming in to purchase another car? I don't mean a brand new one, but
a good pre-owned vehicle. I do see a good pre-owned vehicle coming in, but what you're driving is a classic. It's a vintage. It's 60 whatever years old if it's a 62. Oh. So it's 60 years old. It's a vintage vehicle. So you should be able to get a good return.
Get good money.
Yeah, a good return.
Well, I researched that as well, thinking that that's the case. But it doesn't fall in a certain category. They have to fall into certain... they have their perimeters where they won't, they won't pay for disorders. Just specific models maybe or something they're looking for. It's not that easy to say it's a classic. But you see a pre-owned something coming my way or the way or means to obtain another vehicle.
I do. I do see that coming, but I don't know how.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The finances would have to increase or it'd have to be approved for a loan. Like I say, right now, to me, that's the most important thing other than it running normally because I can't take the heat and I have health problems and so does my partner, and it's really difficult to be out riding in the car. So it's just...
gosh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. But
yeah,
you know what?
trying time.
As they say in Game of Thrones, winter's coming.
Yeah.
And it won't be so hot. So cheer up.
It's a long way in summer up
John
here.
Jon Snow, winter's coming.
Send
so
me some of your
there.
Sun. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask, see if anything came through. Any
sure,
of my loved ones were around and had any,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
message.
No, just I just got George, and I don't know who George is.
I don't either. I have a friend out of state, and I don't know. I don't think I haven't talked to him in a long time, just his family. But I don't think that he's anything.
If you run into a car dealer or a mechanic
oh, well, yeah.
named George, hop on to
or a mechanic
that's
or somebody.
A good
I'll keep
sign.
My ears open
yeah.
for George.
God bless you. I'm so sorry.
Right, thanks,
but,
ladies.
Things will get better,
thanks.
And winter's
all
righty, coming.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
No. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, 610-390. Hello, 610?
What was Lily Tomlin's name on Eunice?
Oh, I can't Eunice. Remember.
You sounded just like her. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
God, I love you, Corrine.
Okay, so 610 is not answering, so I'm going to move on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
610, are you there?
To? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay,
hello?
Okay.
Hello?
So, can you ask your question and say your name, please?
Yes, my name is Tanya. And I wanted to ask a question about, I recently landed a job. I'm there almost 3 months, and it was a great opportunity, and I wanted to see, what's my future here at this place, what you guys are picking up for me.
What is your name, please?
Wait.
Sonia.
Sonia. Okay.
Yes.
And when you say your future with this place, you're talking about the new job you landed?
Yes. Yeah, I'm there almost 3 months.
Are you there on probation?
No. I mean, they hired me full time.
I'm getting that.
I'm getting
that,
two different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? Can I ask that?
Yeah, I'm working in the technology field. I'm a technical support engineer.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm in a technology field. I work as a technical support engineer.
Mechanical support engineer.
Technical. Technical.
Technical engineer. I think you're going to, I mean, from what I'm hearing from Spirit, you'll have the job as long as you want that job. I don't see much advancement, and your position will stay pretty much the same. I don't see a lot of changes. It's sort of one of those positions where if you want to change things or move up, you have to kind of, really do excellent work and then not that you don't, but do it where people can see you and acknowledge it. I don't see that anything, I see it sort of just a job that just continues on. Jen may see something different. Again, I'm a medium, so. I can tell you, you're going to be in the job a long time. They love you. Spirit's telling me that.
Okay.
But I can't see you moving around.
What I'm seeing is like honeycombs. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
So it's like, different hexagons all around. So there's everything connected. And it's, okay, who is sick around you? It's like someone is bedridden. Does that make sense to you? I want to know if I've got the right person.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone at the moment. I mean,
because I'm being shown a bed, and okay. It's like someone has been ill, or someone is bedridden.
Okay.
Does that fit with you? Yes or no?
No, nobody in my house is sick.
Okay. Then I'm going to let this person go. for your job, your technical support, you said?
Yeah, engineer, yes. Technical support engineer.
And so do you make software or work with software?
I work with software. I don't make it. I just support it and help clients.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be where you are for a long time, if you so wish. And it's like, it just goes on and on and on. You can branch out if you want. And I'm being shown the honeycombs again, where you can use it as building blocks if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
In other words, you can ask for different positions or raises or advancements, but unless you ask, you won't get it. It won't be handed.
You can. It's up to you to move into different branches of it. Does that make sense? Like you're the engineer, so you get to. It's building blocks. There we go. It's building blocks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still learning. And, you know, every day I learn something more. So I am very happy in the position. And every time I learn something new, of course, I feel very accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I want to do well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already taking tickets, helping clients. And also, I'm also doing some self-study to get a certification. Do you see that going well? I want to do the exam. I want to do the exam by the end of the year. Do you see that going well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anything you do to better yourself or make more money is going to be huge for you.
Right. It's a very, very important certificate, you know, a very important software.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, you're going to excel at whatever you choose.
Okay.
That's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown like a wall of certificates, diplomas.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like what we said at the first of this show. Put your efforts into that improvement, and that's your goal, and you'll meet it.
Right.
You'll be fine. But, yes, any education or training you do is going to advance you, and you're going to really excel at anything like that you put your mind to.
Right. Now, I know you guys are pressed for time, but I had one quick burning question.
Okay, quick.
It has to do with my health. I have to take care of a surgery by the end of the year, something I should have not waited this long. But there has come the time where I have to do this. It's something internal. It's not something bad. It's not cancer or anything like that. But it's something that a lot of women have to deal with at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go in. The doctor is going to, sedate me, take out what I need to do, sew me back up, and that's it. So
you're going to do really well. The surgery's going to be very successful. You're going to come through it very well. And what you need to remember is to follow your doctor's orders. you tend to want to push and do too much. You need to remember yeah. not to do that, and you'll be just fine. But just remember, follow the doctor's orders precisely. They're not going to keep you in the hospital as long as they kept those of us who had that same surgery early on. But because we used to have to stay a week, you're going to be in and out almost. And I don't know right. if they've talked to you about that, but you're going to need some support people to help you the
yes,
first few days.
I have.
And
I have my partner.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to help me.
Yeah.
And
you'll
support.
Do beautifully. Just don't push too hard. Don't work. Don't stay in bed. Exercise like they tell you and follow the doctor's orders. You're going to be fine.
Right.
Surgery is going to be great. You're going to feel better than you ever have before when you're all healed up and it's over. In about 6 to 8 weeks, you'll feel great.
I never had the best advice, and you've got to follow your intuition. And I found an excellent doctor who did the same procedure as my partner. And I helped her. Now she's going to help me, but that's the only reason I'm doing it.
Right.
It's because the doctor was number one, and I have the confidence mm-hmm. to trust this woman with my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm doing it.
You're very fortunate to have that, but Spirit is with you, and I'm seeing you coming through it successfully. If you do not follow the doctor's orders and push yourself too hard, you will have complications. So I'm going to warn you one more time.
Okay.
Don't overdo, because you tend to want to do a little bit more, and you see, oh, I can do this. I'm not in any pain.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the next day, and I can see you causing issues. So please be careful, and you'll
okay.
do great. And I wish you well, and have a great year.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so next caller, 706-881. Hello.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
My name is Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Georgia.
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 I hear Ray Charles. And then you start singing. Sophia, do you have a question or something you want specifically?
Yes, I have a question. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if anything else comes through, I'm always open. The question that I have tonight, ladies, is back in February, I decided to no longer have any type of communication with my father. The question I have tonight is, I have a half-sister who share the same father. Should I also kind of, you know, pull back from her as well?
Personal choice, sister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I should say,
has she done something also? If she hasn't done anything, I would keep an open communication with her. You don't have to, you know, go to parties with her or have her over for dinner or go spend the night with her and vacation with her. Just be civil and speak. I'm finding the more you cut off family, the more in the end it comes full circle, you might need them. So I'm not ever going to tell anybody again to walk away. You don't have to communicate with people or allow them to change the energy around you or to bring negativity to you. You don't have to allow that. But, you know, if you saw him on the street, you'd say hi. You know what I mean?
Correct, I would. I'm not that type of person. I would definitely keep it cordial. Okay. And without, because obviously you guys don't have details. But sometimes you do have to take those.
You do.
I'd be surprised at what we have.
And it doesn't come full circle. But okay, I got my answer. I guess I should have worded it different.
So if you should have worded it different, word it different.
How would you word
maybe
it?
I should have said what I should have said was any messages or guidance around that instead of asking. for somebody to tell me what to do, because, you know, I have my own free will. So that's what I mean by.
Yes, you do have your own.
I should have worded it different. Yeah, I should have worded it different.
So I see spirit around you, right? And Vicky does, because that's what we do. And there is someone who is, okay, I'm going to ask until someone picks this person up, spirit up. Was there someone who is bedridden around you at one time? Because I've got an individual in a bed that's bedridden that is ill or was ill.
A woman. Yeah, I can take that with a few family members, yes.
Okay, a woman. And she's showing me plaid blankets or a plaid throw. Very specific plaid. Green plaid, not red.
And there are peppermints. There's peppermints on her bedstand.
Yeah.
Okay, I can take the peppermint.
Is this your mom?
No.
Okay.
A mom figure, though. Mom figure,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because when you said no, she raised her eyebrows like, what? Okay. Oh, dear.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on with you and your dad, you said, and you're not communicating with him?
No.
Okay, and they're in full support of that.
The person in the bed. Yes.
Yeah, the person in the bed. Who is Margaret? It's an M name I'm picking up.
You all have a great sense of humor. I said you all have a great sense of humor. I love it. I'm not sure about Margaret, but I would definitely notice.
It's an M name I'm getting. and I'm getting that there's something to do with the chest or throat. With this individual. Anyhow, they're in full support of you breaking ties as it is with your dad. With your half-sister or part-sister, again, they're saying this is your choice. If it's a toxic relationship and it's going to harm you, why does it make you almost sick to talk to her? That's what they're showing me, is that it really... do you understand what I'm saying?
Sick, but I understand exactly what you're trying to articulate. Yes, ma'am, you're on it.
So, and if that's what it does to you, and it brings you sadness. It brings you great grief. It brings you great grief.
Yes, it does. That's the perfect. Oh wow, you're great.
Okay.
That's a great.
So it brings you great
grief.
Okay. So.
She'll get a big head if you keep on.
Pardon me, Vicky.
I said she'll get a big head if you keep telling her she's great. <going on. laughs>
So what the woman is telling you? I don't know her name. I'm going to. So what she's saying is she doesn't like you feeling like that, right? She doesn't like the heaviness in your heart. She wants to lighten that. And she wants you to take that away. And she's showing me like a belt buckle. And she wants you to loosen that buckle off. So it's like take the belt off. And I don't know why she's using a belt. Don't want to know.
It's like releasing shackles almost.
Yes, good word.
He almost has you shackled. It's almost like he felt like, You have to, you know, hear him or do what he says because he's the father figure, and you don't. They're saying unshackle yourself, I think.
Yeah. And so just step
You've
away.
You've got to break ties with
Sophia, right? No.
What's your name again?
That's
Sonia.
That's correct, Sophia.
Sophia. Right, it was Sophia. Mm-hmm. Sophia, step away. Step away from the situation until you're ready to approach it. Step back.
You may never be, but it's
yeah,
a
step
change.
Back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What I'm
I've
what
approached
I'm getting
it, yeah. Back in February and that's
when
I made it. It was a hard decision. It was a hard decision, yeah, on my term. And I did so, but I do still have, she does still call and would like to get together. And the way the other lady described it, I'm a very cordial person. I don't have a mean-spirited bone in my body. But I will always be cordial. And it's funny you worded it that way because I just described it that way to my daughter yesterday. I said, you know, she calls or when she texts, I will respond. I won't just ghost her. But, you know, I'm putting space there and just, you know, regaining my grounding and peace and happiness and, you know, just stepping away.
Yeah, just step
away. If there's ever a time you might talk to her and tell her, you know, I have a hard time getting together with you because, and just tell her. Sometimes the truth kind of sets you free, you know. And,
yeah. And I've done that as well, but I wanted to make sure I didn't do anything premature.
No, you have.
You all have.
I'm being shown a whole bunch. I think if they're violas or violets or little pansies. I don't know the name. Little bright blue flowers. And they're being given to you.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I shouldn't know the name of them because they're kind of my grandmother's favorite flowers. It kind of looks like a snow bush kind of thing. They are, she used to have a lot of them in the yard, and they were blue.
Yep.
I was shopping in Costco yesterday, and they had a fresh cut one in bouquet.
Hydrangeas.
I grabbed them yesterday, and I brought them home and added them to a vase of roses I had. Fresh cut flowers in my room.
Beautiful.
And I set them right beside her Bible because I still have her Bible. I set them there and I told her they were to honor her. I logged on to work a little bit from home today. I had a brand new screensaver that were those exact flowers. Okay? I did not set that screensaver. And now you are saying what you are seeing. Yeah.
There you go.
She's always around.
It's your sign. That's a beautiful sign. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. When spirit communicates with you so open like that and you recognize, well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. A very good soul.
Right.
Yes.
And I think you're going to have a wonderful decision to make.
Sorry.
It's okay. Whatever decision you make about your half-sister is going to be the right one because you do have everybody's, you have such good intentions is what I'm trying to say.
You said it well.
You have no ill intent.
Totally.
That is true.
No, Sophia, you are sparkling.
Yes, ma'am.
You're very sparkling. You like have this beautiful pink peachy light around yourself and, also, like, I don't know if the peachy light is telling me about peaches or if it's just the peachy light. But anyway, but you are awesome. You know, keep listening to your own intuition and keep following your own heart and everything that your heart and soul is telling you. And you're doing a goddamn good job.
Excellent.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
I love
you ladies,
peaches.
Have a good night.
I got peaches too,
you
but
too.
I didn't say it. Did you get it
too? I love it.
No, that's
love
right. You're
when
in
it all
Georgia.
Comes together.
That's right. She's in Georgia. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, Georgia. I don't
Georgia
know these
peach.
Things really, right? I love peaches. And our fruit isn't ripening like it should right now because we've had so much rain. So
we're not really getting it.
We had your rain. The drought's so bad here, everything's dying.
Oh, gosh, it's so green and lush. And but I really want to, I want to get a tan.
All right,
Sophia,
Sophia, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sophia. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Sweet boy.
What
yeah,
a lovely
she was
lady.
Cool. She was cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next caller we have is 903-394. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. How are y'all?
Okay.
Fine.
This is Carrie. This is Carrie, you
yes.
guys. I just happen to know who she is. But anyway, so Carrie, can you ask them the question, Jen and Vicki?
Oh, I just need to know what's going to work out with my grandson that's been living with us. What I really need to know, I guess.
What?
He's been with you?
Sorry, just either say it again or rephrase it like you want to.
Oh,
you have a friend's son that is living with you?
Yes. Is he going, or are we going to continue to keep him here, or is something else going to happen?
Is it your grandson or a friend's son?
My grandson, my grandbaby.
Oh, your grandson.
Yes.
He likes living with you. Oh, and he's been with you how long?
Going on 3 years. Well, most of his life, but permanently, he's 13, almost 14.
No, he's going to be with you a while longer.
I think so, too.
He doesn't really want to go.
Yeah,
you may say he does, but he doesn't. He has fear about leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I know it might be difficult. Yeah, I think we're all getting the same thing here. There's difficulties there, but you are the most stable thing in his life. What I'm being shown is like tall, sturdy trees, and that they are, there's nothing stronger than that, right? And that's what he sees you as, is his strength. And you're his strength. You might not feel like that, but you are his strength. And that and he can lean on you for that, for anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to leave that.
Is somebody making him leave or asking him to leave?
Yeah, his mother, my ex daughter-in-law, is trying to get him to leave. Karina's my son, the one that we talked about before. It's his son and his
right.
wife's son, but she's trying to get him back.
Oh,
but
neither
one of them
he doesn't want to.
Right
no,
he doesn't want to.
No.
I think he's old enough, too, that if it came down to a court that he could tell the judge and he wouldn't make him go. I just don't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he's old
really
enough
don't.
To do that.
No,
he needs to, you need to ask him what he wants to do, but I feel certain he wants to stay right where he's at.
Oh, yeah. I know he does.
He's
but
very scared.
Yeah, because, yeah, I let him go visit her the other day and her girlfriend. She slapped him, and that was.
Oh, that's
real. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just wrong,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. I need to be laying hands on the children. I don't understand people like this, but they think that they own children instead of treating them as if they're a gift. The thing is, you value him, and he knows that. And so really ask him what he would like to do, and I think you need to relieve his fear, if you can, if there's a possibility they could take him, that I would seek legal counsel, because I don't think he wants to go anywhere. He's very scared. This could totally disrupt his life.
Yeah.
And right. And if he speaks out in court, Carrie, they're going to listen to him. And so he's going to have the last word on where he wants to go. So you need to have a little conversation with him and say, look at where, you know, would you like to stay with us? Because it is in your control, probably. And everything that's going on around his mom, I mean, the court is going to know all about that, because you're going to tell them. And there's just no way that they can take him away. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I didn't think that they just never took him. I just took him myself a few years back. He just never went back every once in a while.
So document what he tells you, like the woman slapping him and that. Document that.
Oh, yeah, I have. I took pictures and I let my son know, but he's not in a really good place either. So he told me I could keep, you know, that he's supposed to stay here. But it's just, stressful.
Yeah.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. I think he'll be successful in taking
care of
him.
Yeah.
But okay, well, thank y'all.
Hey,
you're
welcome.
You have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She's so pretty. If you guys could see her picture, she's so freaking pretty. Anyways, okay. Mm-hmm. So let me see. Who is that 307-522? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah. Okay. How are you?
I'm good, and my name is Alyssa, and this is my first time calling. And I was just wondering if... kind of about my financial situation, or like a job situation.
Okay.
Do you have a job currently?
No, current. Well, I just I'm cleaning a couple houses just on the side, but no, I'm currently not employed by anybody.
Okay. What have you done in the past?
What's that?
What have you done in the past? What type of work?
Oh, well, I had my own cleaning business for 13 years, and then COVID came, and I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore, and I moved to a new area, and I don't know very many people, so I quit doing that. But
okay.
I've also
What kind of business did you have?
A residential cleaning business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was just a small one.
Ahead.
Just me and another girl did it.
That's all you need. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you didn't want to do that anymore, but now you are?
Well, I picked up a couple houses, but I would do it. I just, there's not enough. I can't seem to get enough clientele, you know, to make a living off of it right now. Because I'm in a new place.
Okay. All right. Do you have an alternative, like a job that you would like? And have you applied at other places?
I have been applying. And I have worked, I worked at hotels, and I worked at FedEx for a little while, and... I do have other skills and stuff, but I have been putting in lots of applications everywhere.
Alyssa.
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live in Wyoming, Rockford, Wyoming.
Okay. That makes sense. More sense.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I'm picking up some stuff, and I'm just trying to, fit all the pieces of the puzzle here together.
Okay.
Puzzle pieces.
because I'm getting all this outdoor stuff, and it doesn't really make sense to me. And it's starting to now. Are you with someone right now?
Like romantically, is that what you
mean? Yes.
Sort of, nothing serious, though.
Okay. Okay. What I'm getting
nothing that I would want to make my future with, you know, nobody like that.
Okay. What were you to say, Vicki?
What made her move there?
My mom lives here.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, any of these jobs that you've applied for, is there anything that you really, really want to do? I'm seeing you going back to school is the reason I'm asking.
I have been thinking about that. That's kind of weird you said that. I have checked into it. It's a thought in my mind for sure. Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed
that.
If
you were going to go back, what would you do?
That's what I'm unsure of. That I don't. That's what I don't know. What I would want to go back for.
Are you talking about schooling? I missed something.
Yes.
I asked her if she had thought about going to school or training for a job.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
Because I have no real, no real career. You know what I mean? I'm not trained in anything.
Okay, well. Cleaning is a very valuable asset to have.
It's
a very good skill to have because you can go anywhere. And there's a lot of people that want their houses or their homes cleaned to a high standard. Trying to get someone in that actually has the knowledge and skills and ability to do that in a proper amount of time is really quite valuable. Where I live, people are crying for housekeepers to come in. And, it's generally good money, you know.
Yes, it's very good money. It is, but I don't have, I have a lot of competition here where I'm living now, and I don't know that many people. And so...
I hear what you're saying. So what I get is that the movement is as slow as a caterpillar, right? It's like caterpillar pace. But you're going to morph into a butterfly. It's going to open up for you.
Okay.
And you are going to get full-time employment. But I encourage you to do what Vicki has said and look into schooling. Try to figure out what you want and go for it. Pick up that baton and run with it because you're going to be successful in what you choose, right? Whether it's hotel management or management of some kind because you've already managed your own business.
Yeah, I guess that is a bonus.
I do see you being an owner of something. It's just what type of thing do you like to do? And skill sets?
If I could make a job out of, I love New Age things. I love crystals. I read angel cards. That's my passion. Like, so if I could make a career out of something like that, that would be the perfect job, you know, for me. But, in Wyoming especially, they're really behind in times here with that kind of stuff. And so it's hard, you know, a little bit harder here. But
have you been to Texas?
I can.
Texas is a little difficult, too. But yet it still exists. And there's no reason you can't do several things. You know, I worked for 32 years for the state of Texas and did this, and then retired, and now I just do this. And
yeah,
so
that would be
there's
great.
Always something, because I don't like being poor, you know. I want money, and so money talks. And so you've got to have a little bit. I don't have to have a lot, but I've got to have enough.
No.
And so that's what
just
I always
enough
ask
to make
for
it.
Is enough. That's right.
Yes, I agree.
So I encourage you to think about something you're passionate about. For some reason, I'm seeing something artistic, and it very well could be the card reading, but have you ever thought of photography? Are you an artist? Do you like create things? Think
I
about
do make
those
these
terms.
Cool shelves. I do make these cool, like, hang-up kind of, like, shelves, so maybe that's I should do that.
You could do that, and that type of work would energize you, and you could keep cleaning and try to pick up some more. I also see you going to a home builder, somebody who builds homes or buildings, and hiring on to clean those.
That is so weird you say that, because this this trailer court, somebody just told me I needed to put in for that. So maybe I will get that job.
So weird, Vicki.
It's
like you're reading my mind.
No. I'm having
that's
a
very
spirit
good.
Tell me. The
Vicky's
spirit's
very
telling
good.
Me. And Jen is very
and then,
good.
I was wondering, do you guys see anything with my love? Like, is there any great guys around me or anything? I've been single for almost 2 years now. I took a break because I wanted to get myself together and wanted to, you know, just take a break, because all I've done my whole life is a serious relationship. So, but now I'm
okay.
I'm getting, so I was just wondering maybe if anything.
So we can't really continue the reading because we have so many other callers we have to get to. But I just want to say something about what you just asked. Who is Tim? Is there a Tim you know? Tim?
Oh, my gosh. My ex is named Tim.
Okay. All right. Forget that. Okay.
Yeah. We're not going backwards.
Run from Tim. I'll leave you with one
oh,
thought.
My gosh. Is it Jim?
Jim?
Okay. Let me leave you with this one thought. Are you listening? One thought. Get busy doing what you have to do for work, and the man will come. It's kind of like build it and he will come.
Okay, I'm going to get a hold of you guys on your website. I don't want to take up no more time. I will get contact you on your website.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
Have a good
thank
night.
You.
Bye.
You
bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, sorry. I mean, I don't like to cut people off, but I know we have 5 minutes left in the show, and I know. Yeah. Okay. 770-322. Who do we have?
Hi. You have Maddie.
Hi.
From Georgia. Hi.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
Georgia Peach.
Well, I know you say you have 5 minutes. Just give me what you have, what you find.
Maddie, tell us what you want.
I'm open.
We'll take our time.
Right, because let me just say something before you start the reading. Okay, so the live show ends in 5 minutes, you guys. However, if you're called in, we can still take a call. These guys might have to go afterwards, but I will. Okay, so you guys will be around. They'll be around for a little while. And then I can also give readings to whoever's on the phone. So go ahead. Okay, but you have to be called in to hear the rest of the show. Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, Corinne, you're wonderful. And Corinne's very, very good.
So Maddie. Maddie,
yes.
Maddie. What is
Maddie,
you want
Maddie,
to
Maddie.
Know? What can we do for you, Miss Maddie?
Oh, I'm open to anything that I need to know.
Oh, You're going to have to give me a direction to go, since I'm not, you're not sitting in front of me, and I don't have time for a full-on reading.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, but I have one question. Is I have a friend. Well, we're not very close, but she used to be my neighbor, and we were, you know, visit one another and have dinner together and that kind of a thing. So she's getting married and this month. And so when I reached out to her a few weeks ago, she said, oh, I'm going to Vegas. And I said, oh, wow, Vegas. And she told me, well, you don't want to come to Vegas. It's 104 degrees out there. I said, let me decide that. I say, and I was kind of taken back from that because I felt like we were good. So I guess in my mind, like, oh, wow. Well, I guess not, you know. I don't know what's that all about, but.
Is she having other people at the wedding?
Yeah, she said she having 50 people at the wedding.
Oh. Oh, I probably.
Would you like her name? Would that help?
No. Don't.
No. Okay. Okay.
I think it's just mainly she didn't actually think about inviting extended friends. She just maybe had family and close friends. And maybe you thought you were closer than you were, but maybe she had to limit who she could invite. I wouldn't necessarily take offense. I would just not go because, girl, you think it's hot in Georgia? Vegas is scalding hot. And this time of year, I would kind of say you're a better friend for telling me not to come. But, I mean, I know I do understand why you were a little hurt, but I think she probably just was very limited on who she could ask and was a little surprised that you wanted to and was trying to discourage you. Otherwise, I think if she was being rude, she would just say, we're just running off. We're not having any guests, you know. Something like that,
yeah,
and then you find out later.
Well, that is exactly what Spirit had spoke to me about, because my daughter was saying, oh, wow. Well, my daughter took it to another level. I said, no, you have to think about she has a future husband, and he has a family. She has a family and close friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I felt, and I kind of got over it, but yes, I did. I kind of made peace with it and say, you know, I get it. She's not having a large wedding. She's having a small, intimate wedding, 50 people.
She comes back, I'm sure she'll contact you and share with you what happened and show you pictures and be happy for her. Time is so
that's
short
right.
on this planet that we need to just, you know, accept people for what they can do and move on. But, yeah, I wouldn't be offended at all.
No, I came to that conclusion after Spirit spoke to me, and, you know, I started meditating
on
it a little bit.
Maddie,
and I say,
what do you
no
really
want to
know?
Pardon me?
Maddie, what do you
what
really
do I really
want to know?
Why do I have a friend, a male friend, that I want to know, is he serious or is he
he's not playing.
Pardon me?
He's not playing.
He's serious?
He's serious. He's taking his time. But I'm being told.
Why is the wheel turning so slowly?
Maybe you have to hurry it up a bit.
Oh.
Or enjoy the ride and let him take his time.
But I'm being told by Spirit that he's serious. He's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a player.
How long have you been seeing this man or been friends with him?
I've been friends with him for a while, for years. For years.
Is it just friendship or? more.
Well, he did offer me romance at one time, but I wanted to make sure that my heart and my, you know, my heart and my, you know, my
How
head.
How long ago,
you know,
was this that he offered you?
By me?
Romance. How long ago has it been since he offered romantically?
Oh, it's been a few years now. It's been a few years.
Well, don't you think he'll give up? Guys have to be encouraged along.
You tell
Maybe
him.
He thinks that's all you want from him. If you're interested in him, you need to invite him over and cook dinner for him and say, you know what, I really like you more than just like. I think we really should try to date and see what he says.
I think you should buy me dinner next time.
Mm-hmm.
nudge, wink, wink, know what I mean?
Well, I did invite him for dinner back in, I think it was February. We went for brunch, and he did say, he did promise me next time it's going to be on me, but that time hadn't came yet.
Well, you phone him and you tell him, I'm waiting for my date, darling.
I did mention that to him a couple of times. I said, wow, when are we going to get together? And he said, well, probably going to be when I come back. He was headed away for a little vacation. And I thought, well, two vacations have came and gone. And he said to me yesterday, what are you doing for the weekend? I said, well, I'm going to go out for dinner. He said, well, I'm going to go have sushi with my friends. And
well, when he says, now listen to me, you're giving him mixed signals.
Uh-huh.
Why do we make it so complicated? Men are so basic. When he says, what are you doing this weekend? Say, well, I was waiting on you to call and tell me. Be forward a little bit.
Be a little
you
bit
can always
more
pull
forward.
Back. Be more
That's
forward.
What
Say, I was waiting on you to call and tell me. Or I was thinking about staying in with a friend. Are you free? You know, something
yeah.
a little bit. I mean,
well,
you got to do something. You
Pummy?
Put him in the friend zone, and he doesn't know he's out.
Just wow. say that. Say, I'm taking you out of the friend zone.
Yep.
You're out of the friend zone.
Got
Are
the
you
friend
willing
zone.
To take him? I need to take him out of the friend zone?
Yep, say, I'm
yep.
taking you out of the friend zone. Are you willing to come out of it? Just
okay.
be bold.
Let's date.
Yeah, be bold.
Be
okay.
bold. And next time
you
ask
know,
me what you're doing, say, well, what are we doing? What do you want to do? I'm game. Because men are like, they wait for us to tell them what we want.
They do. Men like to be told.
Yeah.
I mean, not roughly, but I mean, but tell him. I mean, because sometimes they walk around in this with this idea that, you know, well, she doesn't really want to date me. She just wants to be my friend. You shake them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I should grow up a little bit.
Shake him up. Shake up the world. Change it up. Read Men Are From Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars. Read that book.
Yeah, I read that book.
I'll tell you exactly. Men are just little boys waiting for mom to tell them what to do next. And they do grow up once you let them in. So be prepared. You better know what you want. Oh God, I'm gonna
Maddie,
get calls on this. I just
I've heard that before. They're nothing but little boys.
No kidding.
Wow.
We're gonna get called on it. Vicky, you're gonna get called on it.
That's what I said. I'm gonna get called out on this.
Well,
Maddie,
wow.
Maddie,
yes.
do you know a Gerald?
A Gerald? My sister's husband.
Oh no.
Okay, no one else. No one else named Jerry.
No, not off. No.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Also, tell your sister and friends that you're looking for somebody. If they've got any friends, call them out, you know. Let's have a little dinner party and bring them all on. need to meet mm-hmm. some new people. But if you want this guy, you need to let him know.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, my niece does the same
thing
that you...
If he didn't like you, he wouldn't be around. If he didn't like you, he wouldn't still be around.
Right.
No, he wouldn't call me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I just say some true thing.
Well, my niece, she does the same thing that you guys do. She's an oracle, and she told me the same thing. She said, you just, pretty much that I was the one that was holding off, and he would he would be very, she said, oh, he would be very nurturing for you.
Yeah, shake your tail feathers, girl.
Yeah.
And
you're gonna have to let us know how this goes. This is funny.
Okay, but it's good to know that he is serious. Okay, but
he
did tell me once that he had problems. He did tell me once that he had problems that he needed help. He said, Maddie, I need help. I just got problems, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Years ago, he might have not had any more problems now, Maddie.
So what?
Tell him you were waiting for him to solve his problems before you brought him on. Okay, you have time. Have you solved your issues? It's time to date.
Totally.
Put your dancing shoes on and let's go. You teach men how to treat you, Maddie, and you're teaching him that you're just one of these women that wants to be contacted every now and then and checked in with. You need to teach him that you're interested and that you expect for him to get off the couch now and come on.
Come on.
Right.
Come on. Bring it.
Bring it on, baby.
And then let us know what happens.
He did tell me I could come by the office anytime. You come on by the office. You know,
well, go to the office
by
with a trench coat
and visit with
on.
Me. Yeah, I'll take that on.
And Maddie, dress up when you go. Don't go down there looking like you've been working in the yard. Girl, don't make me come to Georgia. Make an effort.
Oh, no.
He wants to show you off.
No, I go looking cute.
All right.
I'll
have a good night, Maddie. Thanks for making our night.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Enlightenment. Good night, Maddie.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
That was so sweet.
So sweet. Okay. All right. So let me see. 651. I don't think we got you yet. 651?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
Hey, Christiana. You're a first-time caller, huh?
I think I might have called before, like, quite a while ago.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you see me either this year or next year carrying a baby full term, having a baby.
How many
so you say full term. So I'm sorry for your losses.
Thank you.
How many miscarriages have you had?
I've had one, and I had also an 8-month-old that died from birth defect.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. This is the hardest
thing.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and I can say that. I had 5 miscarriages, and I never was able to carry, but I was told I would have children. And so, lo and behold, I adopted 2, and they're so much like me, it's scary. I see you. I see you having babies.
I do, too. I see you carrying full term. And the reason I say that is because I see you nursing.
but I see the doctors or medical care throughout the pregnancy. And I think that's because of your previous issues, right? And so when you do get pregnant again, what I want you to remember to do is to relax and enjoy the process of being pregnant and try and let some of the worrying, the anxiety go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do see you carrying full term. But there will be medical observations going on.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I should. Yeah, that makes sense. And I have guidance.
Has your doctor told you that? Has your doctor talked to you about it?
No. I mean, usually they don't really talk about it with me until it happens, until I get pregnant. But he said
there's no reason you can't get pregnant again, correct?
No. I mean, I've had some difficulty with it in the past.
Okay. All right. We're going to change your attitude. Tonight, you're going to tell yourself when you go to bed, I am going to get pregnant. I'm going to be a mother, and I'm going to carry a baby full term.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be your mindset. Because right now, you're so afraid that you're telling yourself, I don't know if I can do this, or I might not be able to do this. You're going to have to change that internal dialogue to, I can do this, because you can if you really want it. And Spirit will honor that for you. I'm not a doctor, but I can see nothing in Spirit that prevents or tells me you won't carry a baby. And I do see you nursing a baby, as Jen said earlier. I see you with several children, so two, possibly three. So whether, they're all yours. So whether you give birth to all of them or one through adoption, one through birth, you will be a mother. And so, and then you'll wish, wait. Can I return one? No. Because it's a lot. I mean, when you wake up that first morning and you think, I'm never going to be able to sleep late again, call me. I'll encourage you. But I do see you. What a joyful problem to have for you, you know?
Yeah.
And I do see you trying and being successful. Listen to what your doctor says. And this time, your baby doctor, you need a good gynecologist and a good neonatal doctor.
Who
somebody
is eating peanut butter?
Somebody that specializes in high risk.
Jen, you with the peanut butter.
No, someone is. I just smell it. Full-blown peanut butter.
I like peanut butter.
Are you eating peanut butter?
Not right now, but I like peanut butter and jelly and stuff.
Okay.
Jen smells peanut butter. I've learned to listen to her because she always nails it. Somebody's going to call that's eating peanut butter now. But, yeah, get really good doctors. It doesn't sound to me like you have a doctor that's really following up with you. So I would look, and I would look for specialists in labor and delivery, somebody who knows high-risk pregnancies, and help you through one.
Yeah, and the only reason, I don't know the U.S. Medical system that well. Vicki and Corrine do. All I know is up here in Canada. And when someone is high-risk, they're followed, from what I know of.
Yeah, that's true. I was very much had a whole team with me when I was pregnant with my son, Taylor.
There you go, team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to add to, for Christiana. Christiana, I see a little girl running around you, and she's got, like, I don't know if you have curly hair or wavy hair, but she's got curlier hair. And I don't know. I want to call her Angela, Angie, and I don't know if you would name her Angela, but there's a little girl that is going to come to you.
Oh, I was thinking about naming my daughter Legacy.
What's that?
Naming her what?
Legacy.
Like, what a beautiful
Legacy.
Name.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys are telling you everything that's, like, right on, I feel. And you just got to keep, you know, just keep that, keep your arms open because you're ready to accept. And you are. It's going to happen.
Yay. I'm excited. Thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're more
sure.
than welcome.
Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let us know what happens.
Yes, please.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
And you can name your child, whether it's a girl or a boy, Corrine, Vicky, Jennifer.
Oh, my God.
Have a wonderful evening,
Miguel. Okay, thank you.
All right. Take it easy, Christiana. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I think maybe we got room for one more, you guys. I have 636-209. Hello?
That's me, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Janine?
How's it going? It's Janine with a D.
Janine. Okay, right. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm doing okay. I was having I have two sons that passed away. And when
you.
My first son, he was 18 when he passed away. He's been gone for like 6 years. And the day after the funeral, when I got up in the morning, there were quarters lined in a line in a row in my living room. Now, I live by myself, so, you know, no one did it. When my son died, I would find dimes all over the place. Well, for the past couple nights in a row, I had these dreams that I kept finding the quarters and the dimes. But then after I had those a night after that, I had a dream of my oldest son, and he was there, and I knew he had passed away, but I was afraid. And that's not me, you know, because I dream about them all the time, and I know that they're with me and whatever, you know. So I was just wondering what all that's supposed to mean, if you know.
Okay, I'm so, Corrine, did you understand this, or Vicky?
Yeah, she's saying
that
she had a dream about her son, both of her sons, but the older son, she felt afraid, which is not the way she would normally feel when dreaming about them, because she dreams about them a lot.
And both sons have passed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm very sorry about that. Okay. Why am I getting Horton Hears a Who?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing? Who's laughing? Horton Hears a Who?
Mm-hmm. We're both laughing.
You're both laughing. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, my kids used to watch that when they were little.
There
I think
you
we
go.
Even had the movie, but they're all grown now. And my youngest son who passed away, he was 18 when he did, so he wouldn't watch that anymore either.
No, I'm just, they're showing me Horton Hears a Who. Oh, God, I don't even know the book. I haven't read it in so long.
I know. I'm trying to think too. Like I said, I've had the movie for the kids.
And they're showing me, wasn't he an elephant or something?
Something like that. There was an elephant as part of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me, is this big elephant thing, and they're holding on to the trunk. They're laughing. I don't know why you would be afraid. Because there's nothing bad. I'm not getting anything bad. What are you getting, Vicki?
I missed the part where she said she dreamed. I got the quarters lined up was definitely her son telling her he was there. Now, what? Okay, the second son, that was the 18-year-old. The second son, how old was he when he passed?
23.
Okay, and how long has it been since he passed?
2 years. But see, the I had the dreams about finding the dimes and nickels, and I mean the quarters and dimes, sorry, and a different time.
Okay.
And then I had the dream about seeing my older son, and I felt scared, you know, like...
How long ago did your 23-year-old pass?
Like 4 years ago.
Have you ever seen them?
I see them in my dreams, and I see them in my dreams all the time. I saw my son, my 18-year-old son, like for just a glimpse, because I was in bed, but I really wasn't asleep, and I looked over, and he was standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of closed my eyes, and I looked again, he was gone. You know, but I dream about them all the time. And I'm not afraid of spirits, you know, because I know that they connect with us and whatever, you know. So I don't, that's another reason. That just is not me. It was weird that I was afraid, you know.
Okay. The reason you dream about them and they come pretty much at night is because you're so wide open. Your spirit's wide open. And the fear thing could have been one of two things. It could have been them warning you about something around you that was going to happen, or it could have been about something else that came in at the same time you were dreaming about your son. I would say when you go to bed at night, to ask your angels and guides to protect you during your dreams, and to keep anything negative out, and to allow your sons to come if they want to. And then you shouldn't have any more bad dreams or fearful dreams. I think sometimes our subconscious enters when we're in a dream, and we wake up because, like, I've had dreams where I love to garden. I haven't been able to this year because it's so hot. But I had a dream where tulips were chasing me, and with daggers, and I thought, why am I afraid of this? And I woke up laughing. It was sort of my imagination had kind of just gone crazy. And I was like, what is this? And my guide just laughed and said, I told you not to go out in the sun. But anyway, they have a lot of fun with me. But sometimes our dreams are just warnings of things to come. So he could have been warning you about something. It could have been something as minor as a flat tire or something you need to repair. It could have been anything. I would just dismiss that and say from now on I just want positive dreams and positive things around me when I sleep in protection. And that way you're protected so you're not so wide open. You travel in your dreams a lot and you're taking places. And so you have a very active nighttime. So you need to ask for protection. Your guide does take you places at night, and that's okay, but you don't want something else coming in and disrupting the dream where it turns it to be something bad. So ask for protection when you sleep and to only dream good things. Your sons come to you to let you know they're there. They help you solve problems at night. Sometimes when you have something going on and you don't know what to do, you'll dream it and wake up knowing the answer. Right. It was your younger son you saw by your bedside. He was actually there. He's telling me that you just saw him. He tried to disappear. He doesn't want to scare you. And he knows now you wouldn't be scared. But sometimes spirit just comes when they want to, and that's how he comes to you. So he just laughs, and he says, you've also heard me call you, especially in a crowd or something. He'll call you.
I've heard him say, Mom.
Yeah. And it's very definitely your son.
Mm-hmm. I'm blind in my right eye. I mean, like, totally blind. I was born that way, so I can't wear glasses or whatever to fix it. And it's on my right eye. And I sit and read on my couch, and I was reading, and it happens to me a lot. I see this mist out of my right eye that I am blind in, and I turn my head, and I know it's them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of, it's I mean, I can't explain how it feels. It's kind of cool, though, you know, but.
Mm-hmm. They're just letting you know they're with you. Our loved ones never die. They just come to us in a different way. And that's always comforting to me because I've lost a lot of people. And so when they come, I'm always glad to see them. They don't always talk and say what I want them to say. You know, my sister's the worst. Mm-hmm. She'll come in and say something and walk around. And I'm like, oh, I miss you so much, Joe. And what, you know, how is it on the other side? And she just looks at me and smirks and laughs and leaves. And I'm like, oh, I just want you to stop and talk to me. They come as they wish, you know, and we can't make them do it. And things come in their own time. But then I also have my grandmother who lays on the edge of my bed at night, and I feel the bed go down. And that's sort of the first few times it happened when I was younger, I would have that, oh, my God, somebody just sat down on the bed, and it was my grandmother, and she just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they'll come until you get used to them. But I would encourage the dreams to keep coming. They're wonderful escapes, and they let you be with them again. And I think it's a good thing that we get that moment of reprieve from our grief. But, you know, I don't think it's anything bad. I don't think you have anything bad to worry about. And just ask that you remember your dreams or keep that notepad by your bed so you can write it down if you wake up.
Okay. So is that why I've been having such a hard time sleeping? Because I'm doing so much in my dreams?
Yes.
In my sleep?
Yeah. Just ask for help from your guides and angels.
Yeah, I've been really tired. Very tired.
Mm-hmm. Just ask for help from your guides and angels, and then drink a couple of shots of tequila. I'm kidding.
or as they say in Canada, eat a gummy.
No. Just ask for help with your guide to help you get better sleep. You know, you have to invite them to help you, or they just stand aside. So ask your guide to step in and help you. They're wonderful helpmates, and they'll help get you through it. And the tequila wasn't a bad idea either, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to hit the tequila bottle tonight, girls. I'm just saying. But
no, I mean, guys, Deneen, I know Deneen, and the thing is, like, just to put this out there, she is very gifted, but she doesn't want to accept it, and she doesn't want to freaking nurture it. And I get so mad at her because it's like, you have this ability. Why the hell aren't you using it? You know?
My brother's the same way. My brother is the exact same way. We were both born like this. He chooses not to in this lifetime, but that's his right, you know? And when he sees spirit, he calls me, how do I get rid of it? Come on. And so, of course, me being his sister, I tell him to go get an apple, and it has to measure 3 inches around. He's like, 3 inches? I said, it's a big apple. And I said, you have to cut it and quarter it. Then you have to set it in water overnight, set it under your bed, and sprinkle salt around. He goes, this is very detailed. And I said, and when you finish that, just ask God to take the not let you see spirit. He goes, are you messing with me? And I said, always. So, I mean, I like to make up things and tease him, but He doesn't want to do it. And the fact is he doesn't have to, you know. And he's married to a woman, if she's listening, and I know she's not. He's married to a woman who thinks I'm crazy, so he doesn't want her to think he's crazy. But we all know we're both crazy. So there we are.
But I do want to use my gifts. It's just that I could do it better. When I was younger, it just came to me. And now it's like stuff happens and it kind of, it's harder to get in that mind frame, I guess, and get to
it is.
How to explain it. But
it's hard to trust ourselves when we get older.
Right.
Because when we're younger,
right.
We just
tequila.
That's right, exactly, Vicki.
Too much tequila again. I think it's your choice, and if you ask your guide to help you, they will.
Okay.
And they will protect you, and nothing bad is ever going to happen to you. You have a very protected environment. I mean, I can see a circle of protection around you and shield.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And Corinne, I'm
okay. You're welcome. Get your copy of Horton Hears a Who. I want to report.
Yeah, Horton Hears a Who, whatever that is. I don't know why
you
showed me
I want you
that.
To get a copy, write a report, 3 paragraphs, neatly spaced. No, I'm kidding. you might check it out. There might be something in that book or that movie that reminds you of a message. I know. I have gotten message from some of the craziest outlets, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I sat and watched with my granddaughter one time, The Little Mermaid, and I thought, oh, geez, I'm going to die if I have to sit through this. But there was a part of it, I got a message from Spirit in it, and I thought, oh, okay. And they told me watch it with her. And then about halfway through, she said, Meme, I'm really bored. And I was like, oh, thank God. I got the message. That's all we need. And we turned
it. Really.
But, you know, she was older. Yeah. But see what you come up with in Horton, because there's never, nothing is ever a coincidence.
No, it's the weirdest thing. So, I'm going to let you go, so thank you for calling in.
Corrine?
Yes.
I am okay.
What's that?
Did you hear me? I'm okay.
No.
Everything, all the tests are okay.
Oh, yeah. Everything's okay, yeah. We'll talk. We'll talk. I mean, everything's okay. Don't worry about that. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll talk, Deneen. I love you, Deneen.
I love you, too, and you guys have a nice evening, and thanks for talking
you
to me.
You, too.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, so
what the hell?
So once again, you've been listening to Vicki Johns and Jen Young, and you can get a hold of them very easily through the links that I put in the chat room, not the chat room, the show page if you're on, and jenyoung.ca, www.jenyoung.ca, and Vicki Johns on Facebook. So any parting words you would like to say, gals?
Horton Hears a Who. No, just thank you very much, Corrine. Thank you.
Are you welcome?
You're
welcome. It's I love having you guys on. You guys are just amazing. You're both freaking so right on and amazing. I'm very honored to have you guys on when you decide to come on. So thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we'll do it after the 23rd. I've got to really concentrate on this wedding that's coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It will be fun. It will be fun.
I'll bring tequila and come visit.
Yes, you guys are invited if you get up this way. It's at a vineyard, so it'll be wonderful. So, and the kids are going to...
Yeah, she has 3 outfits.
tithe and all.
She has three outfits.
There will be another Jen Young. So,
what Jen Young production. She has three outfits. I'm just saying.
I have three. I've got two. The third one's going back. Oh, gosh, it's terrible. Why would
Why?
They
Why?
Why is it going back? We're not on the air, right?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, never mind. It's just going
to
back.
To be continued at a later date.
Yeah, to be continued. Because we all know how I'm built.
Lord,
and they put they've put padding at the top. Why?
I know. Why?
Like, do we need padding? No. No. No, no.
Why?
No amount of tequila will change that. No.
No, it
no,
won't.
Could you rip it out?
Like, no. No. Oh,
no. No. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, if you could take it out, that would be one thing.
Well, you can. And it's
beautiful
just like
nail.
It doesn't fit. It's just like, oh, it's the horror show.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, you know, we're going to have to set a time where we can all talk off the air, honestly. You
that
know?
Would be great. I would
yeah,
that would be better for
Let's,
all of us.
Totally.
Let's get
do it. Tonight. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to fly, you guys. I'm going to grab my broom and take off.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to go take aspirin and go to bed or Tylenol.
Yeah.
I
hope you
I
feel
have.
Better. Vicky, I hope you feel
I'm just
better.
Aching.
I love you both so much. I'm so glad you came
I love
on.
You
and we'll
too.
Talk soon. Okay.
Yes,
thank
you,
Corrine. Bye, Corrine. Love
yeah,
you guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Night
okay, good night. Thanks, you guys, for being here, listening to this show. I appreciate you all. And we will get you next time if we didn't get you this time. And just, you know, love one another and stay safe. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.